Hello. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. You are tuned in to an episode of Noise Complaint. The show has no fixed spot on our schedule, but it's our opportunity here to have some bands in the station and potentially get a noise complaint. And today we have a set from Cryptids. Don't want to introduce them too much because I think the music kind of introduces itself. So keep it tuned. We're going to hear a set from Cryptids. It's going to be about 20 minutes and then we're going to have an interview. So don't go anywhere. And yeah, I'm going to send it over to the boys and they are going to play you a set.
Don't like it, nowhere to start. You're gonna walk my own tail out here. track of every time you spend. I wonder where the good time went.
All right. Reminder, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to a live set from Cryptids right now. They are doing a quick switcheroo on the bass and guitar, so I'm vamping for you. But if you want to check out their most recent, but certainly not their last album, Black Mountain, it's available on Bandcamp. And I happen to know that there is a new album in the works. So maybe we'll get to talk about that a little bit later when we're at our interview. But yeah, like, until then, let's listen to some more music.
Thank you. Thank you.
She saw you. Just lost her hair. Hey, boys. Rather my day, though. I know, I know. Let me tell you.
Interested in radio? Do you want to start your own show but you don't know where to get started? Make your radio dreams come true by joining a collective. From the news collective, the arts collective, the music collective, the sports collective, the accessibility collective, the indigenous collective, and the intersectionality collective, there's something for everyone. And we provide free technical training to get started. Explore these worlds virtually and in person. And be prepared to make fun friends. For more information, visit citr.ca/get involved.
Are you looking to decolonize your self-care routine? Take a trip down to Sisters Sage for a variety of handmade soaps, bath fizzies, smudge sprays, and salves infused with traditional plant medicines. Sisters Sage is an award-winning local Indigenous business run by Tsimshian and entrepreneur, activist, and community builder Lynn Marie Angus and her dog TJ. Passionate about crafting wellness products that are respectful of the land we live on, Sisters Sage is committed to a heart-centered approach to self-care as well as our collective healing. Located on 1312 Kingsway, you can drop by from Monday to Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. See you there.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg. and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or f*** with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
We just played Velvet Dinosaurs and their latest hit, Eating the Plate. Now let's go to the phones and hear what you have to say. Go ahead, caller, you're on the line.
Smash the dirty red scum! Take him in the teeth, red hurts!
Really?
Kill!
That's really
kill! Bad. Kill! Filthy bastard tummies! I hate him!
Okay, well,
You know, maybe you should relax a little bit. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
I tried my best, but I could not.
And my eyes fade for me in this open country.
Hello, you are still listening to CITR 101.9 FM, I hope. If you were on the air with us over the last 35, 40 minutes, you would have heard a live set by Cryptids here on CITR. And they're just actually heading back into the building to do their interview now. I need to vamp for a minute. So you're going to hear more music by the Gun Club because that's what I've got for you. But we'll be back in like a couple of minutes to hop on the air with Cryptids. All right. Let's see what track I'm going to play. I haven't decided yet. Y'all are going to hear me decide on the air. And there's an ad. And the boys are in the studio now. This is really good vamping. Okay. Here we go.
Last time into your full time.
Come go and see. Though I howl across fields and my eyes turn gray, are you still the same? Are you still the same? Carry home, I have returned through so many highways and so many tears. Let it never survive the heat of my hand, my burning hand, my sweaty hand. Your love never survived the heat of my heart, my violent heart in the dark. Carry home, I have returned through so many highways and so many tears. Carry home to where I am from. Carry to the place that I have come. Carry to the dust and flies behind me. Carry to the cracks and caves on the face of me. Oh, but I didn't change. I just had to work. Come go and see. I know I've howled across fields and my eyes turn gray. Are you still the same? Are you still the same? So carry home.
All right, welcome back. I'm in the studio with Cryptids. If you've been listening over the last hour or so, you likely heard their live set here on CITR. In the background, in case you're wondering, we've got the Gun Club playing. But that doesn't really matter right now because this is an interview. So without a longer wait than we need, let's hear from the Cryptids. I guess for folks out there who might not know who you are or what you do, who are you and what do you do? Ooh, that's an interesting buzz. I'll fix that in a minute. Let's hear it.
we're a three-piece. We call ourselves Ultracore, kind of like a mixture of punk, glam, rock and roll. Yeah, just all that old stuff. And we play live music in the town, just wherever they want us. That's kind of what we did, yeah.
All right, well, I guess, how do you know each other? Because, you know, everyone meets differently to start a band. So how did y'all come into each other's lives?
Well, Mr. Automatic and I are cousins. So we've been playing together for as long as I can remember.
And,
Well, yeah, I met Patrick, Eddie through, I met Eddie through ATN after I had been sort of kicked out of my old band and I was looking to start something new. And we had like a couple different outfits before this.
Yeah.
This a bunch of like different lineup changes.
The Creeping Time. And before that it was
The Crows. So we all just kind of lived together in like this big...
The Derelicts as well.
Yeah, I would say that was like my earlier band, but we just sort of like lived together in this like big house.
And then I met Mr. CD here, our drummer, through a music program and then again through a friend. Just kind of like was like, okay, we're going to jam. You want to come? And then I was like, yeah, sure. And then it was at his house.
It was so just in my house.
and then again at the school, you know, through a program. Yeah.
So you kind of had no choice other than to form a band.
No choice.
Yeah.
No choice.
This was bound to happen. So I guess you kind of answered the question of how you got started. So tell us about the name. Like, why Cryptids?
Okay, well, I kind of came up with it, so I feel like I should probably.
Yeah, the
idea is like, you know, I feel like we play stuff that's like kind of inspired by like an older generation of music. Just, you know, because I feel like I really relate to like the proto stuff, like, you know, like people just, you know, it's raw, it's powerful, it's got a good message, you know, it just does it for me. So like, you know, I listen to it, I love it. And then for the name, I was like, okay, well, Cryptids kind of works because it's like mythological figures that you're not really sure exist or not. So we kind of have that thing going because we're not the biggest band. So it's, you know, you catch us when you see us. You know, just kind of the fable thing, you know, just like mysterious.
Well, yeah, we all have like a favorite like cryptid.
We do.
Like mine, for example, is Wolfman. I don't really know like what that means. It could be, there's so many different Wolfmen. Like, I don't know, Wolfman.
Sam Squanch.
Yeah.
Like Krampus.
Krampus.
Yeah, we got Krampus, Wolfman.
Loch Ness Monster. Is that one? Ogopogo.
It's just sort of like...
The Yeti on the...
It just sounds cool, I guess, for the name.
Sounds cool, yeah, and we misspell it on purpose.
I figured as much.
No, yeah.
Well, because we live in, like I said, we got... Yeah, if you Google, like cryptids, like we're just going to come up.
Yeah.
So like it was either that or naming our band Taylor Swift.
Yeah, no, we don't want that. Okay, so I guess like to give some context about how I know about you folks. I first saw you play at what was formerly 648. I can't remember if it was still 648 or Take Your Time Back at that point. And then last time I saw you were playing at Kerner's. What's your journey in the Vancouver music scene felt like? Like, I know you're still finding your feet, but how's it been? What's the vibe?
We're level one.
Yeah, we're like level one thugs.
Slimes.
I've been doing this for a really long time. I've been gigging since I was like 13. Like just like all kinds of manners of gigs, like Ambleside and just random like City Fest, like hot dogs, like free hot dogs and pop and chips. You know, you take your like I did that as like a 13-year-old. And then we went to like the progressed to the punk scene, I guess, to the quote unquote underground scene. But recently, I just feel like a lot of venues that were around in the past are kind of like going away. Like at a lot of those little record stores, we had like play a lot of shows out on the weekend with my other bands. Like they're just kind of not there anymore. So I feel like it's like slightly hampering and our success in a way, just because there's not a lot of protection. Yeah,
by far.
Yeah, not less venues. So it kind of sucks. But other than that, it's been like people have been pretty like really supportive and helpful, and like there's no like.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't play. You can't do this. It's like we're all like just chill. It's great.
It's a lot of cool people. A lot of people in the scene, stuff like that. People just come out to just support music no matter what. So you know, we've met a bunch of people like that, and you know,
it's a help too from everybody else.
Yeah.
Like we've got someone like filming us right now. It's like our buddy Nathan. So like you know, it's just all about like the people that help that really make a difference.
Yeah, just kind of community and
community.
I mean, that's like the overarching like thing I hear from artists in Vancouver is the venue situation is not good. The city sucks for so many reasons. One of them being that there's like no sustainable way for independent venues to stay alive.
Okay, we're trying to be positive, and now you're making it real. Yeah,
the positivity is that the people actually care.
Yeah, like, they do care.
The people who are involved in those spaces, as hard as it is for them to like continue doing it, mm-hmm. and like all of the annoying like logistical battles people need to fight, people are actually really decent.
Yeah, the ones that are there. There's a bunch of people too that like have like spots or venue spots, but they like it's a lot of money, and you'd be shedding money to host like rock and roll nights or like indie nights or whatever whatever it is, unless it's club. There's a big club scene in Vancouver, so they have to cater it towards the club stuff.
A10 knows this pretty well.
It's the only way they can sell drinks is if they have a big DJ night. So
yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
so
we're kind of fighting an uphill battle when it comes to like we're like, you know, against just like people like that literally just have like a turntable and they're just like drinking beer, like spinning their favorite songs. There's nothing wrong with that, but it's just like the majority of like the Saturday night go out to do stuff. And it's kind of like that. Also, it's just an older crowd too. I feel like in a lot of the traditional punk venues, like the Rickshaw, for example, definitely an older crowd there. So it's just bringing like young kids out to that.
Yeah.
Difficult.
Yeah. And I mean, like, it's something that from my experience, I'm hoping to, I feel that there may be a change coming because a lot of folks that are like younger and now experiencing like the music scene in Vancouver, like culture in general, like they came of age in the pandemic. Like they don't have as much of knowledge about like what's going on in the city.
I didn't even think about that.
That's a really good point. Yeah.
So I feel like, I mean, my hope is that people will slowly realize that, I don't know, there's a hell of a lot of fun shit and good talent to experience outside of the club.
Yeah.
So, okay, to bring it back to the music, your first album, which was Black Mountain, came out last year, so 2024. What was the process like writing and creating this album?
Well, originally, it was just going to be a single.
Really?
And then it was going to be a single and a B-side. And then we thought, well, maybe we'll do a 3 or 4 song EP, and then it ended up being an album.
Is this a pattern for you guys, or
that's why this one's taking so long.
A lot of the tracks on that album were just made in the last few weeks while we were mixing.
It's the last little bit.
Black Mountain.
Damn.
Screwing around in the room,
and like for example, like Tommy Switchblade and Pleaser. Patrick and I made those on the same day, actually.
Before
we made Tommy Switchblade, and then Patrick had to go to work, so I made Pleaser while I had the house to myself.
They're related.
And there was, you know, we could have retracked them because they're almost demo quality, but we just said, you know, screw it.
Yeah.
This is, because it's cool. It's like the initial conception of the idea. Like, we didn't even know what those songs sounded like until those recordings existed.
So do you feel like your like creative process ends up either intentionally or unintentionally being very like stream of consciousness? It just kind of happens in the moment?
For sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, rarely do we like sit down to like, we're going to write this song now. We're going to write this. We're going to do that. I mean, when we try to do that, it doesn't really work out. Usually the ones that we have will just kind of spawn in, you know, like we'll just be playing and I'll just like pick up the guitar and just, you know, like, it's kind of how Black Mountain was written. I didn't plan that. I just playing guitar, and I was just like, oh, I have a song now. Okay, cool.
Well, yeah, the ease comes from all living together, and, you know, through the pandemic, you know, nothing to do, so we just played and practiced. Yeah.
That's all we did.
So now we just, at least we can, all we have to show for it really is just, like, if we pick an instrument up, we can play with each other.
It's also really separate, too. I mean, that album was a really separate kind of thing. Like, I didn't really have too much, like, work. Like, I didn't really help with the other songs they just discussed, and Patrick gave me a hand with recording Black Mountain, but it was like
different configurations for recording and stuff.
Yeah, it was just a bit, like, as opposed to like another band where like we're all in the same room. It was just sort of like
the first one, it kind of, you know, weird ones, and like, you know, because the previous bands that we were in like kind of fell apart, so we were kind of trying to figure out how we were gonna like
what was our sound.
We had so many old ideas, we still do, so we were like kind of Which ones?
Yeah.
That leads into, like, my next question. Thank you. So, like, yeah, you mentioned that proto-punk, this kind of, like, earlier sound of, like, coming out of, like, 60s, 70s has been a huge inspiration for finding the sound of your group. But, like, yeah, sounds like it was a journey, that there were earlier ideas. So why was this sound something that you settled on?
I don't know if you've settled on it. I think we just...
I think so.
Right for now.
Yeah, I mean, like... What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think we just try to let it flow as good as we can and not put too much of a barrier on ourselves, you know, to just say, oh, you're just a punk band, is, you know.
Yeah.
You're kind of shooting yourself in the foot in a way. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah. I mean, like, compared to, like, our last stuff, though, like, why we settled on this sound, though, like, I feel like it was just sort of, like, it kind of ties in what you're saying. He's just, like, we just kind of, like, we're forcing ourselves to write in a certain genre and in a certain way. To make a certain sound with these other groups that we were in, because we were really hell-bent on being like, we're a garage rock band, or we're a psychedelic band, or whatever the heck genre we're going to be is the band. So this one, we didn't really have that. Like, we just kind of, like, coined the ultra, but we didn't make it up, but, like, I think it was used before, but, like, you know, like, we just, like, ultra core, it's, like, whatever we want it to be, right? So.
Yeah, and everybody's using the core now, you know, it's like, you know.
Core.
Yeah. I know, it gets so meta, it's just, like, crazy. But yeah, I don't know. Like the first one too, it kind of ties into the name as well.
Yeah.
Because when we were making the songs and listening back to the first album, when we like had them all track, we were like, this doesn't sound like any other recordings that are coming out of the town. Probably because it's not. We didn't go to a nice studio to do it.
Yeah.
We just did it at home. But like ties in with the cryptids thing, you know?
Yeah.
Does it exist? I don't know. It's kind of weird, you know.
Yeah, okay, so I have a question about how you recorded this, because I've heard rumors you have a very special room in your home that you recorded this album in.
Yeah, it's called our living room.
So that's the crypt? Your living room?
Well, the crypt is the whole house.
The whole thing.
Ah, okay, I see.
The property.
Horrible. Yeah,
the estate.
Yeah, we don't have, like, plumbing, and, like, the laundry just kind of, like...
No internet right now.
The basement floods every winter.
Yeah, and there's, like, holes in the roof, and there's, like, rats, like, the size of, like,
truly a
small dog in the walls and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, things are huge, man.
It's awesome.
There's
so like,
catacombs down there where the wine cellar, you know?
Yeah.
You got some human skulls down there? Or?
We have, like, fake ones.
Yeah,
we put. There's a dirt zone. We, like, put a fake skeleton in just to scare the next guy.
Fantastic.
But it's fake.
Yeah, we just kind of, like... record in the living room, and like that's why we rent the house. It's first a recording space, and second a living space, and then third a Xbox original den. So like, yeah,
incredible. So okay, we've alluded to there being an album in the works right now.
Yes.
What, like, if you want to share things, you can also say no, we don't want to share a thing, but I'm curious if there's things to share.
Yeah. We'll definitely plug it. Yeah,
we played a couple of the tracks today.
This one is like,
did we?
Yeah, we did. We did have some fun.
Oh, yeah,
the second
one.
And Win the Night. That's
And Win the Night. Honor. Yeah, the first one obviously had like the weirder ones. This one kind of feels like me and Mr. Seedy Bastard here. We had that band before. We had those ideas that we played with our old bassists. Shout out to Derek.
Derek was great.
I don't want to dox him too hard. But then for this one, we just used those ideas for like about half of them, started with those, and then we did the thing the past couple of weeks where we just started like coming up with new ones and like
I mean, like, I was pretty adamant with this album that because I wasn't in this band before, and they had that other guy like Derek, right? He's like a really good friend of mine. So they've had these songs and been playing them for like, I've like would just watch them and like be in my house, watch them rehearse for like years. So like it's been like like 4 years of playing the same songs. Like the first album we're doing. Like, I wanted it to be our first album was going to be this one, but then we just kind of came up with Black Mountain just randomly. Yeah. But I really wanted to get this, like, out of the way.
So we can stop playing them.
Yeah.
I feel like it's good, though, because, like, the first ones, you know, I was kind of a newbie at doing it, and then, you know, they're kind of, like, more experimental, and, like, you know, the recording reflects that. And then this one's, they're more like the songs that you're waiting for.
Yeah, they're more like
a
song, yeah. Less like a joke song.
So you'll no longer be haunted by these songs. They're going to actually exist out in the world.
Thankfully, yeah.
All right. Well, we're actually like 3 minutes to the end of our time together. So is there anything that you haven't said yet that you want to say? Like, first of all, like, where can people find your music?
everywhere.
Oh yeah, Spotify. We have a website that's like totally cool and like awesome. Yeah, it's like
definitely look at the website.
Yeah, website.
The website's cryptids dash mausoleum dot org. Yeah. So it's it's an official website.
I believe we have our music on Spotify still, don't
Spotify,
we?
Spotify, Apple Music. We have it on YouTube Instagram. We're going to be putting out the reels of our live video from Six Word, Take Your Time Back. Yeah, and then we're just going to be teasing this next album, Rhythms in Blood, it's called.
Yeah, Rhythms in Blood.
We're looking at maybe next month kind of a thing. I think we're very close. But
a few weeks.
I got one more song that's... supposed to be the first one that I still have to finish. So,
and the album name is a shout out as well to yes. one of our favorite organ players, Sherry Wainer. She had an album called Rhythms in Blut. Yeah, she's like South African organ player, so we kind of like named the album kind of like in honor of her.
Sherry Wainer Kramer,
so crazy.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. For folks out there listening, if you want to find Cryptids, it's Cryptids with two Y's. And yeah, thank you all so much for playing, for hanging out in the studio with me today. And,
pleasure is all ours. Yeah. Thank you for having us.
Hopefully we'll talk with you all again soon.
All right. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.